We're speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen, from 216 North Delaware. That's just across from the Summer White House here in Independence. We're speaking from the front lawn of the home of Mrs. Joseph T. Nolan, the president's aunt. A few minutes ago, we were talking to Mary Margaret Truman, and we had thought that she might have something to say over this broadcast or perhaps give us a prepared statement. But she told us that she had been talking with Charlie Ross in Washington, and it had been decided that she had better not make any sort of an official statement. However, she did say that she'd been spending the day very quietly and that she was very, very happy. She had lunch with a friend, and as we talked with her, she was on the back porch, one of the rear porches of the Summer White House here on North Delaware Street in Independence, with her grandmother and her aunt. A few moments ago, a young lady walked around the side walk of the house to that rear porch, and it is a friend, no doubt, that Mary Margaret had said she was expecting. She said, as we've noted, that she was very, very happy, and then she proved she was also very, very human, because she said, "What station can I hear this over?" We walked out toward the street with a Secret Service man, and we asked him if there had been any sort of a procession going by the Summer White House since the announcement in Washington. And he told us there had been quite a number of cars going by. In cases, they've been blowing their horns. We've noted that since we've arrived here and parked ourselves on the front lawn of Mrs. Nolan's home across from the Summer White House. And occasionally, a bicycle or two with youths of perhaps high school age will go by. And if they have a bell attached to the bicycle, they ring it furiously. A few people have walked by and paused in front of the Summer White House and just looked at it for a moment and then gone on. You can perhaps hear a car horn blowing now. There are not a great many of those, but a procession, well, perhaps we spoke a little too quickly. Right at the moment, the procession starts. I imagine they have come from the courthouse square, where another point of our broadcast has been originating, and they're going by now here, and once in a while somebody will yell as they go by. I don't know whether you can hear that or not. Out here on the front wall of Mrs. Nolan's front yard, there's a wall just at the edge of the sidewalk, there's a white kitten that's been up here and introduced itself to us a little bit earlier in the evening. It's out there now watching the procession go by and taking things very calmly. That seems to be Independence's general attitude, as a matter of fact, with the exception of the courthouse square. There are a few horns blowing, a few people yelling. Somebody seems to have fired off a firecracker or two. But up to just a matter of minutes ago, we hadn't heard a bit of that here. It had been very quiet, and as I drove in this evening from Kansas City and came through the south part of Independence, I noticed particularly the quietness that seemed to prevail. A man walked along the street with a lunch box in his hand. He was sort of smiling. You knew that he had heard the good news, and he was happy about it. He seemed to be thankful. People were sitting in their lawn chairs and chatting, and it's rather a cool summer evening here in Independence. Independence, you know, is somewhat cooler because of its elevation than some spots in the state of Missouri. Earlier today, I was talking to Ed Carnes of the Independence Examiner. There went a firecracker, and that white kitten that we spoke about on the front wall took off and is now way out in the backyard here. Somebody threw that one just a little bit close for that particular kitten. Across the street, let me interrupt myself just a moment to give you the exact picture here. Across the street, in front of the White House, a man and his wife and son walk slowly by. That's a rather peaceful setting over there. In front of it, the cars are more numerous now as they go by and blow their horns. I know you can hear those horns, and that's where that noise is coming from. Here's a repeater. This fellow seems to have been around the block. He's just circling now, and probably as the evening progresses, we'll have a little more of that. People will make this a focal point, perhaps, although it had been hoped that they would not, that they'd confine their celebrating to perhaps the downtown part of Independence and sort of avoid as much as possible this summer White House out here, where all they want is peace and quiet so they can be thankful and very happy about what has occurred today. Well, we were speaking about the conversation with Ed Carnes of the Independence Examiner. I talked with him on the phone, and he said that out at Independence at that time, that was near noon, things were very tense. There was the expectancy in the air that prevailed over the nation as a whole, in fact, over the world. He said there hadn't been any celebrations. I asked him about the mayor, Mayor Roger T. Sermon. He told me the mayor was over at his grocery store. He said that the mayor was probably, at that moment, weighing out or measuring out beans and sugar and green tomatoes, and that he had a radio set up beside him in the store, and he was listening to it very attentively. He said also that the mayor had promised Harold V. Starr of the Independence Chamber of Commerce somewhat earlier in the day that he would be extremely careful this time to not set off the electric light plant whistle prematurely. You know, in the case of the peace in the European war, Mayor Sermon inadvertently touched it off 24 hours too soon. Well, today he'd promised that he wouldn't have anything of that kind happen again. He'd be extremely careful about it. And Carnes of the Independence Examiner said that he probably would hear the announcement on the radio and also would check with the Examiner office. That apparently has taken place, for as we drove into Independence, we pulled up at the curb as a man and his wife went by, an elderly man and his wife, and asked them about that whistle. And the man assured us that the light plant whistle had gone off in proper style after the announcement was made in Washington that the war was over. So that seems to have been pretty well taken care of. Independence, you know, is an old town, and that summer White House across from us is some 80 years old. It has 14 rooms. It has stained glass windows in the front. We noticed that as we walked up to it. It's indeed a peaceful setting this evening, and here we sit, parked on the lawn. Well, that was a close one, and the white kitten is starting away again. A car went down a little alley that's right here beside us, where we are parked on this very comfortable lawn in a very comfortable chair that belongs to Mrs. Nolan. And we're sitting here, and the car went by, and somebody tossed that firecracker. Well, they're tossing them right and left out here now, as you can hear, and the white cat has completely disappeared. As a matter of fact, I think that's a good time to take a cue from the white kitten. I believe we've covered this particular listening post on the Independence Front this evening. I think it's time that we return you to Gene Dennis at the Courthouse Square.